They're the Whisper.
Whisper, pretty easy. Just shoot your whispers through 13 13 32. You can get them through on text 19 954 954, or you can go to our direct website, whisper@tue.com.au. We've got some news coming up probably in the next week or so about the the incentive for those people who take part in the Whisper. But the whispers we've had already will be in the draw for the prize that we'll be talking about in the next week or so.
So start getting them in now. There's more coming in day by day. Email overnight from Mickey Mouse, who says, two senior consultants from the US arrived in Sydney last weekend for a five-day visit up and down the east coast of Australia. They are reportedly working for the Disney Corporation, looking at potential new sites for a new Southern Hemisphere Disney World. Now, Mickey Mouse says it'll probably come down to a race between Sydney and Melbourne, but so far no official appointments have been made. Listen, if you're out there and you know anything about this, give us a call, 13 13 32, at Disney World in Sydney.
You know what?
How much would that cost?
If that was true, I'd be hoping it's as far away from my place as possible. Could be very expensive. I'm talking about building it. I'm talking about costing to go.
Oh, yeah, but you'd have to go. It's a once in a lifetime experience to go to Disneyland. You've got to go.
But if it was down the road, can we go to Disneyland again?
If anyone knows about these two senior consultants, if you've actually seen anyone dressed up as Donald Duck or Mickey Mouse around town, give us a call, 13 13 32.
Yeah, speaking of ducks and mice, we can say
Whisper confirmed.
Yeah, we had that Whisper confirmed, and we should have mentioned this yesterday. It was in the papers, the rabbits and the efforts to get rid of the rabbits. That was in the papers yesterday, and it was a Whisper we had about a week ago. So another Whisper confirmed. You've heard this morning that Luke Foley, the opposition leader, he is talking about not proceeding with the second rail crossing of Sydney Harbour. Political Insider says, in response to something I said a little bit earlier, the New South Wales ALP will be doing its sums to try to work out how it can promise no tolls on the new West Connex road to differentiate itself from the Baird government. It is something that worked very well for Bob Carr in the early 90s. Bob Carr's people are working with Luke Foley, so they'll be looking to try to promise no tolls on the new West Connex and find a way to say they would pay for it this way. Of course, they're not going to get elected, so they can probably promise anything.
They'd be standing on a platform, no tunnel, no tolls.
Yeah, I'm reluctant to read this last bit here from Political Insider, because it also says they're also preparing a GST scare campaign.
Oh, really?
Not another one.
Gee, shock anyway, horror.
There you go.
Text message from Jack Rabbit, who says, now that Souths have secured two of their best players over the next 2 years, they may well. Shane Richardson, the current outgoing CEO of the Rabbits, is looking to secure Greg Inglis on a lifetime contract. Inglis is currently on a contract through to the end of 2017.
All right. Very interesting. All right. And if you know anything about that, send us a note, send us a text, and get your whispers in, whisper@tue.com.au.
If you were Greg Inglis, you wouldn't be negotiating a new extension of your contract right now, would you?
No.
It's 2015. He's got another three seasons to go. He's going to have his eye on rugby at some point, surely.
You would think so.